Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Betty Levette on the line for Timothy Hodge.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Hi, Betty.
Yes, baby.
Hi, and is this Jordan Levy?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, it's Timothy Hodge. Okay, so you're all connected, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Levette.
Yes, is this Timothy?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
I'm holding on. How are you, baby?
I'm doing okay. I'm honored to have you, of course. Let me give you a round of applause before I start to jump into the questions. Is that okay?
Okay.
Ms. Levette, it's an honor to have you. First off, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I'm grateful to have you. Let me tell you how I came to know who you were. I believe it was the Kennedy Center Honors that you performed.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was it for George Bush you performed for? Was it him?
Yes. Well, it was his administration, but of course the thing is to honor America with music that has contributed or art that has contributed to American forms.
Mm-hmm. And I said, who's this little? I said, well, who's that lady up there singing? Who was he? And I had did some research on you to find out who you were, you know. And I think that you also saw you perform for Barack Obama when he had the celebration down in D.C., of course.
Yes.
And, you know, she did a fantastic job, of course.
Thank you.
No problem. So who were some of your musical influences?
Well, Timothy, it could be almost anything. When your first record comes out at 16, you pretty much you don't lock into anyone when you're really young. But the people who've influenced me most as far as my style of singing and my approach to it are people who didn't sing. They were just people who understood it and taught me to approach it a different way. But I was never one. Well, as I said, my first recording came out when I was 16, so I hadn't I really hadn't formed any opinion about myself or anybody else at that point. I liked everybody who saw me.
Now, what actually happened when you got when you were 16? I understand you it was like you were rediscovered now. But I know you got your deal, you know, 16. But what actually happened in that long that period of time?
Oh, baby, we're talking 48 years. Is your show really long enough for me to tell you what happened?
Oh, yeah, of course.
A gang of things happened. I mean, we're talking 48 years. We aren't talking 10 years where I could say, well, they lost interest or this happened. Everything that you've ever heard of that happened besides me joining the church, getting strung out on drugs, or being beat by some man happened.
Oh, I
so I could tell you quicker.
That.
I could tell you quicker what didn't happen than I could tell you what did happen.
No, I don't get into that stuff. I'm talking about just musically, you know.
Really. I mean, I can't separate one from the other. Just a myriad of things happened over the time, but the main thing that I always lacked was enough exposure. And when you need to have a broad base of people see you, like who saw me on the Kennedy Center Honors and on the inaugural thing. You need a broad base of people from which to draw. But if you're constantly exposed to a small base of people, there isn't a lot to draw from.
Right.
So this is the very first time that I've had that kind of exposure.
I mean, no, because no, when I was watching you, and I said you sound so beautiful, you know, what happened, because you know, I mean, that long of time, you could have been, legend, you know what I mean, you know, until that could have been.
Well,
in
some areas, Timothy, I am.
well.
But I have, I've recorded for all of that time, and I've worked for all of that time. It's just that not a lot of people know it. But I never had a day gig, and I never did anything but that. It's just that sometimes I did it for $50, and now I'm doing it for more. But it's always been what I've done. And when people don't know who you are or who have never heard of you, they just almost they almost assume you don't exist. I just exist on below your radar.
Right.
But I was existing.
No, I feel that it's you lost so much and that you deserve so much for that long span of time, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe hopefully now if a lot of people will feel that way, and they'll say, oh, let's help this poor lady. But things that I'm glad that I've been able to maintain my health and some appearance and a very strong voice, and now that people are calling, I'm glad that I can show up and not be in a wheelchair and not have people say, oh, my goodness, I remember when she used to sound very good. But because I've had to do this for a living for all of that time and for a little bit of money, I've never had the money to get strung out on drugs or to ruin my voice. I had to show up and get that
$50. Right. You're such an amazing person. I like you already. I want to ask you, when you first was getting into this music industry, I know it's totally different. I mean, what do you think about it now?
It's a completely different business. I mean, it was a completely different business in 1972 from 1962 and then 1982. So it changes, but now it's almost made a sea change. It's just so totally different, just the fact that I can have something that's out right now while we're waiting for my next CD to come out. Right now I've got the thing that was released, the Change Gonna Come series, out on iTunes. That's something that wasn't even doable just 10 years ago. So it's a very, very, very different business. It's not, there are more and more avenues to take now, just so many more avenues to take for people to see you immediately, the only thing I can really think is what I said, that I'm very glad that I was able to stay strong and stay healthy, because now I've got more than one way to let people know about me.
Right, right. Another question. Did you ever think, or did you ever think that it would be possible that we would have a black president in office?
Oh, no. Not in my lifetime, no. Absolutely not. I thought I would be a huge, rich, famous star before we would have a black president. No, I didn't even think that. You thought, it was so funny. Somebody was saying, I heard somebody say it yesterday, and it's so absolutely true. Not only did I not think we'd have one now, I didn't think we'd have one just year before last. I couldn't see that. It's you would had to have come up. You sound young. How old are you?
27.
Yeah, you would had to have come about during your lifetime or during my grandson's lifetime. He's 25.
Okay.
You would have to have come along during his lifetime to even have to imagine that. Now, I mean, even if you were able to talk to all those people that you saw with their fists held up who were talking about black power or whatever, if they were honest and you asked them, but did you imagine there would be a black president? There is no way you can be that close to slavery. And in 1962, you really weren't that far from it. So if there's no way in the world you could be that close to slavery and then think that anything like this would happen.
Well, now that it's happened, how do you feel about it?
What do you mean? Now, don't ask me useful questions. What do you mean? How do I feel about it?
I mean, it's history written now. It's something that's going to go down in history. How do you feel about it, you know?
I feel about it the exact same way he does and every other black in America. I don't know that I have words for that, but I don't think I feel any different about it or anything. I don't think there's anything that I could say that you haven't heard from any other black you've talked to.
Okay.
I think we got a universal black opinion of feeling about it. I don't know about how everybody else feels about it, but I think all blacks feel about the same way about it.
Okay.
For lack of better words, yippee.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you in the same label with Mavis Staple?
Most of my contemporaries are. Stevie Wonder is the only one of my contemporaries who's younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of them are from 3 to 10 years older than me. That would be like from Aretha Franklin to Four Tops to Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is about 3 years older than me, but that was because they were like 18 and 19 when they started, and I was only 16.
Mm-hmm.
We were all teenagers, but it's come in handy that they're older than me now.
Yeah. So what are you working on now? I know the product that you mentioned earlier, but what are you working on right now?
We're working on, I just came home last night, and I'll be leaving out on.
Hold on, guys. I want to try to get Betty Levette back on the line. If you guys can hold tight for me, please. Let me jump into some. Let me jump into some Brandon Hines, and I'll be right back, guys. I just want to find out what happened to Miss Levette, and we'll get right back on the air. Hold tight for me, please.
If you feel it, say whoa, oh. Get
Hello.
Hi, Timothy. It's Jamie with Anti.
Okay.
Okay, I have Betty again. One moment, okay?
Okay.
Betty, Timothy, I think you guys are connected again.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Hi, baby. What are you doing over there, Timothy?
Okay, I'll let you go.
I don't know.
You don't know what happened, huh?
No, I don't know. I was starting to cry.
And it didn't even, you know, make a sound or anything. It was just, from on my end, it was just dead. It didn't even, you know, like sometimes you hear deep or, you know, something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I said, Aunt Betty left me. Oh, man.
Bless your heart. Well, I'm glad you called me back.
I did. I'm such a huge fan. Now, you were talking about what you were working on as of right now.
Oh, we're just working on the new CD and hopefully have it finished by fall so they can start putting it together and it can be out. I don't know whether it's going to be the end of winter or the beginning of winter or the first of, I'm not really sure about the release date, but we're working as fast as we can.
Now, do I have a chance to be on the album or?
Do you have a chance to be on it?
Yeah. Do I have a
doing
chance
what?
To, singing, of course.
Singing?
Yeah.
Why would I want to bring a whole bunch of other singers on my album?
I'm joking. It was just a joke. I always ask artists that I come on.
Well, I don't know whether you sing or not, and then I know a gang of people who are doing this who can't sing, you know. A whole gang.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't such a crazy notion. In fact, I know this guy I started saying he was a DJ, but he's not really. He's more or less a music and R&B 60s critic or enthusiast, and he does that. And then suddenly, he started singing, and I stopped speaking to him.
Oh.
Like he's been a critic for 25 years, and he's going to sing? Not after having, singers cannot pass opinions on my recordings in print. So when he started singing, I stopped speaking to him.
Oh, my goodness.
So now, be careful what you wish for.
No, I always mess with artists like that. Well, why wasn't I on the album when it comes out, you know?
I love it.
It's a joke, you know.
And your humor is so wry, Timothy.
Thank you.
I love it. You're
one of those great people that I've had on the show besides, you know, I had Candy on the show, Smokey Robinson. So many people have came through the show. So, you know, you're another big one that, you know, that has came through for me. So I thank you so much.
Oh, sweetie, thank you.
But besides the album, are you working on anything else or any movies?
No, that'll be doing the work that I'm doing and working on the album. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can only do so many things. You do know I'm 63 years old, don't you?
Oh, that's just a number. That's just a number.
No, sweetie, please. That's just a number when it's 27. It's just a number when it's 63. It's 63. It ain't 27. It's 63.
Oh, I know. The reason why I say it's a number because I know people your age can still move, can still get around, and still move. So,
don't know how they feel for real, and I do. You better quit. Didn't I just tell you and my grandson the same age?
Well, no, listen, I was raised by grandma. I was raised by grandma.
Well,
so.
But both you nor he know, you both know old women, but you don't know how they feel. You do not know how they feel.
It's also encouragement too, you know. Don't let that slow you down, you know. And I'm saying you look great for 63. You know.
It takes more effort for me to look great at 63 than it does for you to look great at 27. Really? No, this is all. I don't even want. I mean, when I'm looking, it's in a dark place, and I'm sitting there at the bar or something. I don't even want any young guy coming up to me, talking to me like I'm not 63. Because it took me too long and it was too hard to get to be 63. So I don't even want you talking to me like I'm 27. Talk to me like I want every day of my 63 years.
Well, thank God that you're there. You know what I mean? Thank
God. Absolutely.
So you're just working on the album. Do you know how many songs are you going to be on this album?
I'm not really sure.
You're not really for sure.
I'm not really, really sure. I've always wanted to keep it to 10. And people want to argue about it, so it may be more than 10. That's not something I'm willing to go to the wall about.
Are you going to you talk about who you work with on this album or who you're working with on this project?
Oh, no, I really can't get into any of that.
Okay. Aunt Betty, as I should call you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Oh, and baby, thank you so much for talking with me. Now, where are you located?
New York.
In New York.
New York.
Okay, well, you know I'm going to be there at Central Park.
Oh, wow. What
go to my website, just BettyLevette.com, and you can see the whole, I don't keep dates or anything like that in my head. I just go where they tell me next. But go to BettyLevette.com, and if you see the date, I think if you see the date and you think you can make it, then send me an email, and we'll put you on the guest list.
Okay. Once I get your website, I'll promote it here on the station to make sure, you know, to bring a bigger crowd, of course.
Well, thank you so much. But please go to the website so you know where I'm going to be.
I will. And thank you so much for coming on. It was an honor. Before you go, don't leave me yet, Aunt Betty. Do you want to acknowledge anyone or shout anyone out?
Did I want to do what?
Do you want to acknowledge anyone? You know how when you go to the Grammy, who would thank this or the...
Let's move along, Timothy. This is enough. I've been doing the interviews since 12 o'clock this afternoon, and I've got two more to do.
Okay. I'm gonna let you.
I ain't wasting the words at this point. But I thank you for the opportunity, and I certainly thank you for taking my name, Father. That's a few more steps I don't have to take.
No problem.
I appreciate your help.
And listen, come back. Don't let this be your last visit. Please do come back, okay?
Please. Thank you so much. Just call me when you need me.
All right. Thank you so much. You'll be
fine. Thank you, baby.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I like a long hair chick, red bone. Open up her legs and fillet mignon, that pussy. I'ma get in and on that pussy. If she let me in, I'ma own that pussy. Gone throw it back and bust it open like you supposed to. Girl, I got that dope dick, now come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dope fiend, your friends should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out, they mouth, or they don't know me. But she can't come and kill and shit. I fuck the whole group, baby, I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid, my head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics, yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful, I think you're beyond it. And I just wanna get behind it and watch you
back it up and dump it back it up.
Cause we like her, and we like her too. And we like her, and we like her too.
Me up, is this all right? chill again, sorta like we used to do. 'Cause you know it's overdue. Maybe we can, if you ain't got other plans, I know something we can do. Girl, you know it's overdue.